This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Now, as a family who at one point, a couple of years ago now, lived in Belrose, how do you go from Sydney's north to working on one of the most profound ships in the world?
It's actually been a vision and a passion that we've had for a very long time. Actually, when we first got married, we went and worked on one of their ships in Central America. And after being there, we've felt that we always needed to be part of this organisation, and we've kept going back, this time with our family.
That is the actual special thing, that you've got two young boys part of this story as well. What do they think about travelling around the world and doing the work you do?
Well, when we very first turned up in Madagascar, I remember seeing my youngest, like his face, at the difference of, you know, the smells and the streets and that overwhelming thought. But when we left the ship just last month, there was tears in their eyes because it was their entire world.
And it's special to be able to teach them about the importance of what you guys are doing, because John is captain of the ship. I feel like, obviously, that role is very important. Can you tell us what actually takes place on the surgery ships?
A lot happens on a day-to-day basis. The operation started quite small, but now it's a logistical challenge each day. There's medical tents on the dock. As you may or may not know, the ship's docked for 10 months each year, where we carry out surgeries. And during that time, we have four medical tents on the dock for screening the patients and post-surgery treatment and care. We've got rehab and physiotherapists, dietitians, and pretty much the whole gambit of a hospital on the ship.
Yeah, I mean, it's a big job. And for a lot of people listening, when we think of medical care, you rock up at your local doctor's surgery, that's kind of fine. And imagining the ship with the tents, you think, okay, cool, you're making it really convenient. But it's not just about convenience, what you guys are doing. The life of the people living in Africa and the other areas that you visit, it's very complex and it's very challenging to actually access medical care. Can you explain a little bit about what their life actually looks like and why getting the ships in their area is so important?
Yeah, there's often radio advertising and word of mouth about the ship coming, and then there's a huge anticipation of the ship coming because it's really a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for them to have surgery. Some of them are fairly simple, like a hernia. Some of them are huge, like a maxillofacial tumour that's starting to block their airways and threaten their life. So we end up with thousands and thousands of people wanting to come and access the free care that they otherwise wouldn't have.
Mm, and it's an ethical dilemma then that you're presented with, being limited in how much you can actually offer, but then obviously, of course, so many people wanting the services. How do you guys make the decision who to help?
Well, we do have a passion to serve the poorest of the poor. So we do try and go to remote areas where they would not have the financial means to pay for anything. It is sometimes a tricky balance. But we also have quite a good triage process now after all these years of working in the area of what we know we can do and what we know we can't do. Just by going through that process and seeing the patients we know we will have great success with, but we do have to say no to many who we know we can't help.
It's got to be hard. But tonight, the Surgery Ship series premieres on SBS, 9:40 p.m. If you're not a late-night person, you can always record it. But, John, what do you hope that people watching really pick up about the work that you guys do?
Really, I just hope they get a glimpse of the need that's out there. I mean, it's overwhelming to some extent. And as Leanne said, you know, for these people, it's a once-in-a-lifetime shot. And many miss out. You know, we really need 10 hospital ships, to be honest. If I can, I'd just like to plug for some recruitment, because there's certain positions that we really do need and are critical. And so if you're a mechanic or a mariner, we particularly need captains and chief engineers. If you're an electrician or a hairdresser or an OR steriliser, they're probably some of our highest needs at the moment. And we do obviously also need medical staff, nurses and doctors, but our critical needs are more operational and technical at the moment. Mm. So for all those people out there, if that's one of you and you'd like to go experience an amazing ministry, give them a call.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.